chopping of the cotton chopping, you know, and corn chopping. If it most of the time when the corn needed chopping, mm-hmm. well, Pa'd let the boys quit plowing long enough to help chop the corn out. You know, we had the corn on the river and hit these burrs as well as Johnson grass as well as corn.
Oh yeah, I guess you did.
So my mother helped with the farming, and she always tended to her cows, and we always had plenty of we just had plenty of milk and butter, I reckon, the year around. And not every fall, but part of the time, Pa'd raise a big sorghum patching on them lasses. Man would come to our mill, or them lasses' mill come to our house, and the man would make up our cane, you know, and we'd have a big barrel of sorghum lasses. And he'd sing to me and my sister, "Rock My Darling, Sugar in the Cane." The molasses man would.
Yeah,
oh, we go down to where the molasses mill is, and he'd come and singing that, and we'd flip for the house just like we scared to death. And then them days, Ma and most a whole lot of them anyway, my mother in particular, my daddy and my mother was more so self-supporting mm-hmm. people. And well, back them days, there was more than anybody back them days, because they'd come to our house for things, you know. And my daddy fixed my mother an ash hopper,
mm-hmm.
Savor ashes. Did you ever see one?
No, I'm not sure if I have or not.
Well, they're in a, you know, like this. They'd put a big, just a great big gum log, I'd say mm-hmm. 12 inches through this holler. And then they'd hew and burn out all of that inside,
mm-hmm.
and they'd fix one end of this a little bit higher than the other, and then they'd take boards, as they was called, and stand them up like this, fix a V-shape, save all the ashes all winter, but they didn't like pine. They wanted oak and hickory.
Oh.
And every now and then, my mother, in the wintertime, and they kept them covered up,
mm-hmm.
my mother would take a bucket of water out there and throw on them ashes. They called it rotten in them.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the spring come, well, she'd start the hopper. She'd
mm-hmm.
hopper to drip it. Put a little water on now, a little water on this evening, and then a little water on in the morning, and just a little bit at a time, and let that water ooze through there.
Oh, yeah.
And it'd come out the strongest lye you ever saw.
Oh.
And she'd make lye soap, make plenty of soap for the family, you know, that
mm-hmm,
way.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a big old wooden barrel, put her soap in.
Hmm.
And then my daddy, my daddy raised his own tobacco. Him and her both used it.
Mm-hmm.
And he had little splits about this big square he'd made with the, split out with the roll.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd cut that tobacco and let it lay in the sun, put it in the dewers on a bee. And then that evening or next morning when the dew was on, he'd split them old stalks and put them straddle of these things and put them in the barn to dry in the shade. And then after it got cured, well, he'd make twist it up and put it away in something.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And well, we just, and we had plenty of corn, that land that I told you that had raised
mm-hmm.
corn and cuckoo too.
Yeah.
We always had plenty of corn for everything. Ma'd make great big kettles of hominy. And she never had any sewing machine to sew on for a long time. Pa finally bought her a sewing machine. And Pa, I was nearly grown before I ever saw a cultivator. People just had one horse plow to plow with.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And Pa had